Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knazovic here with you on this Monday morning, reacting to the Titans' loss to Jacksonville. The Titans lose 7 games in a row, and they will miss the playoffs this year in 2022/2023. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, and welcome in Chris from Atlanta. Chris, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. So it's a sad time in Nashville, and at least down here in Atlanta. But, you know, going on, talking about the Titans, you know, watching the game Saturday night, was I upset? Yes, I was upset that we were lost. At the same time, it was time. You know, I think it's so many losses, you just get to the point of, all right, let's just end the season, let's be done with it, and move on. You know, when you're looking at this team and we're judging, you know, whether if it's J-Rob's fault or if it's Todd Downing's fault or everybody's fault, it's sort of that chicken or the egg argument. You don't know who's to really to blame. I would say that's on everybody's fault. It's the entire organization. Now, play calling wise, you know, as an OC, you're supposed to be able to take the talent that you have and you're supposed to be able to scheme around that. And right now, what I watched in Jacksonville, it was borderline. I thought, honestly, I was watching Jeff Fisher coach the Titans again, running the ball constantly into, you know, and playing good defense. That's all I saw. There was hardly any imaginative, you know, script plays other than what the heck Treylon Burks was trying to do. But that's beside the point. You know, eventually you're going to have Mike Vrabel's got to sit down and say, okay, where do we want this organization to be? And right now, I don't think that Todd Downing can do the job, because if you really look at how he's done the past few years, we've statistically been worse in the second half. Yes, he had a good team last year that we took the number one seed, but this year has been completely different. It's been a tale of two halves, game after game after game. And I just don't see how you could sit there and go, how can I bring this guy back?
Yeah.
And expect the same results over and over.
Hey, so, thanks for the call, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's – look, the watching the offense, Joe, as he points out, you know, I'm not going to say it was totally reminiscent of Jeff Fisher football. I mean, look, we're talking about giving your offense the best chance to succeed and scheming around your players. Like, they gave Derrick Henry the ball 30 times on Saturday. He's their best player.
Right.
Offensively.
Yeah.
I mean
– yeah, exactly. So, I'll play the contrarian here, because it is how often do we hear it's like predictability? How do you not give it to Derrick Henry there?
Yeah,
you pick one. You got to pick one. I think everything. Chris, I don't necessarily disagree with what Chris said. Here's a question for you. So just take Arthur Smith and plunk him on this team in this season, and say coordinate this offense. How different is it?
I think it's somewhat different. They're probably averaging maybe 19 or 20 points per game rather than 17.5.
I could buy that. But Arthur Smith would still be looking at, oh, crap, Tua Tagovailoa tore his ACL. We don't have a left tackle.
Right.
Oh, crap, A.J. Brown's not here. We don't have a receiver who scares anybody. Oh, crap, look at the whole offensive line and what it is. Oh, crap, Tannehill got hurt.
Right.
I mean, like, I'll play the contrarian. Like, the conditions for Todd Downing were abhorrent this year.
They were. Now, having said that, and I think you would agree with this, to me, even though the conditions were totally different and that the personnel obviously was way different, I do think feel of the game, I mean, it's not even close between Arthur Smith and Todd Downing. Not close. I think Todd Downing – you know, there's no stat I can put to this. It's just the feeling that I get watching it. I don't think the feel for the game was anywhere near what Arthur Smith was. Now, and look, Arthur Smith was great with that. That's why he's a head coach now. So I'm not even saying you have to find an offensive coordinator whose feel for the game was as good as Arthur Smith's was, but I do think that's a weakness of Todd Downing.
Yeah, I agree. Arthur Smith is a better offensive coordinator than him, but I do think that some people think that he could come in here and it would just be completely transformative. It's like there are limitations. Look, there are just I heard the Keyshawn, Max, and Jay Will talking this morning about Belichick.
Yep.
It's about players. I mean, coaching's important. Of course it is. And there are certainly – you watch the Niners play and you plug in whatever scrap heap quarterback you can plug in that team. Also because they have a terrific roster, just up and down the roster. But watch what they do offensively. That is maximizing your talent and being a step ahead of whatever the defensive coordinator is on the other side. And that's not Todd Downing. I don't disagree. I'm really interested. I also don't necessarily buy that Vrabel thinks he should be fired. And it's really interesting. I think the outcome of this today is going to tell us a little bit about Amy Adams-Strunk and Mike Vrabel, too.
Yep. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Ben from Nashville. Ben, thanks for calling in.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
So I was scrolling through online, and I came across The Herd with Colin this morning, and he was kind of doing his quarterback carousel, and it had Ryan Tannehill leaving to Atlanta and Aaron Rodgers coming here to Tennessee. I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I did see this. Colin Cowherd.
He has a house. Uh-oh. He has a house.
Point out over the weekend that he just thought Rodgers would be a good fit here with Vrabel. I mean, look, guys, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. It's fun to talk about.
It's fun to talk about, but
a little too early for that.
By the way, we'll have a ton of time to talk about quarterbacks this offseason. Yeah. God knows we'll have a ton of time to talk about that. But
oh, yeah.
I just, there's a lot to figure out on that front. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing for the Tennessee Titans next year.
Hey, real quick, since we got into this real fast,
mm-hmm.
Draft Network has a new mock draft. The Bears trading the one to the Colts, and the Colts taking Will Levis.
Oh, yeah.
Let us all get excited.
I think the Colts are going to try to get that one. Not Will, but the number one pick.
Maybe it's Will.
No, it won't be. Hmm? Oh, God, I will never
hear
that.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be.
That would be hilarious.
I'm here for it.
It is the Monday after the season is over with, Joe. And like you said, Vrabel speaking later today. Locker room clean out today for the Titans. And typically across the league, and they're already starting to roll in, we saw Lovie Smith get fired last night in Houston, which is just incredible. They just
what a
hire and fire coaches 1 year in
yeah.
for teams that everyone knows aren't going to be any good. But I'm glad Lovie Smith at least got to shove it to the Texans yesterday by getting the two-point conversion.
He's just looking out for the Bears. He's looking out for the Bears there. Just shove it to the Texans.
Absolutely iconic by Lovie.
Yeah, just walk off. Here, you can take your number one draft pick and pound sand.
Yeah.
We're going to win this game.
How about, though, that Davis Mills throw at the end? That was pretty great.
But it's one of those things where that has already been announced. You have other – I think Cleveland has made a move on their coaching staff this morning. So we're getting to the time where – Not their head coach, but I think one of the coordinators. I have to go back and look and see who it was. But we're getting to the time of the morning where those moves are starting to be made, and today is a day in the NFL where I would imagine throughout the league many moves will be made today. I'd be surprised if Cliff Kingsbury still has his job by the end of today with the Arizona Cardinals. So there's a lot to discuss there. Do you think that today could be a day where Todd Downing is fired as offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans? Are we in wait-and-see mode on that front? And if he's not fired today, what does that signal to you about the Titans and maybe the direction that they're heading?
Well, yeah, I definitely think it's possible. I know that there's some Twitter account that's like, breaking news, Todd Downing. It's like Titans Twitter is sharing it. It's like, that's good. It's worth, like, guessing, you know? You guess
sure.
that, and if you're right, you say, I say.
Yeah.
Get a little clout out of that. I think it's possible if nothing happens on the Todd Downing front, you know, if nothing happens. And like, I remember last year, thought it was possible. There were a lot of questions about Todd Downing after the game. Tannehill was the guy who threw the three picks, but there was some Downing blame in that game too, for sure. And Vrabel, you know, defended him and talked about red zone and third down numbers and, you know, nothing happened. If nothing happens today, what that tells me is that Mike Vrabel has Amy Adams-Strunk's ear, absolutely. Like if he is just going to be able to just keep his staff. And again, I don't know that he is adamant about keeping it the same. I'm not saying that. But if nothing changes, that tells me that he's running his own staff, which I know some people are like, yeah, well, he's the coach of the team. Yeah, but this owner just fired the GM in season.
Yeah.
So it tells me that it's basically all the blame is going on personnel slash Robinson and very little on the coaches.
Right. Well, this is a big test of that today. Now, look, just because it doesn't happen today wouldn't necessarily mean that it wouldn't happen, you know, tomorrow or at some point this week. But, I mean, today is typically the day across the NFL where stuff like this happens. I'm really curious to see what goes on today, what Vrabel has to say later today as he addresses, you know, the end-of-season press conference here. Obviously, there's no general manager yet to be that has been named yet. So there's the GM search that you got to take care of. Lots of questions on that front. But will Todd Downing still be offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans by day's end today? We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll have more on that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Tune in later this morning at 8:45 for your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click and win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. Pick to Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Visit TJAndersonHomes.com to see why they're referred to so often. And Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Talking Titans, taking your thoughts in the aftermath of the loss to Jacksonville. Titans lose 7 in a row to close out the regular season, and they will not be headed to the playoffs. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our buddy Adam from Portland. Adam, thanks for calling in.
Hey, man. Hey, Robbie. Condolences for last night, man.
Thanks, buddy.
I was pulling for you, man, and I hate Rodgers so much. And that just lets you know that, you know, that's what you do to your fans here, man. Like, you get us wanting to pull for you.
Well, I love you too, Adam.
For the Packers. Yeah, hey, so what sucks, man, about that game on Saturday night, I felt it coming. I felt it in the pit of my gut. You could see the way calls are going in certain games. Not to say that it's a big setup, which if you read my Twitter feed, it's a big setup. But just like that, the call on the fumble. I don't have a problem with you calling it a fumble or not a fumble. What I have a problem with is that they take 8 years to review everything, and that was done in like 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like the most crucial call of the season for either one of us. And I was like, they showed the second replay, and they're like, it's confirmed. I'm like, damn, dude, that's way too fast. Like,
I couldn't believe
for
it.
For our season to be on the line, that was weird to me. Did y'all catch the same thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could not believe that they reviewed it that quickly. I mean, it was like we talked about earlier, Joe. I think it was ultimately the right call. I think it was a fumble, but it was not. I mean, it was not a review where it's like, oh yeah, 8 seconds. Oh yeah, fumble. Yeah. Cool.
And he confirmed too.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, I think it was right, but that to me is a stands after like a long review. You know, I mean, no, that was weird. You know, it's the same night that it's the NFL, multi-billion-dollar industry. You can't get a freaking microphone to work for an official to tell you what the call is.
Gracious. I mean,
so, yeah, a lot of weird stuff in that place. The pool was empty, though.
Oh, unfortunately.
Thank goodness.
Nobody in the pool.
Clear water.
That timeout. So, I said this earlier, Joe. If I'm making decisions, if I'm Amy Adams Strunk, to me, there's no way that I'm bringing Todd Downing back next year. And, you know, we can go through the excuses. We can go through the roster, and all that's valid. And I think there's certainly arguments to be made there. The bottom line is you scored 17.5 points a game, and your offense in the second half in particular was totally atrocious. And you can't convince me, regardless of what the personnel issues are, which there were a ton offensively this year for the Titans, you can't convince me that as bad as they were in the second half, all season long, offensively, that a lot of that blame does not fall on the coaching staff. So with that in mind, given all that information, I think the Titans need to go find a new offensive coordinator. I think that needs to be, you know, one of the top priorities for the Titans this offseason. And I would hope that that's what they do today.
Yeah, the second half thing is definitely it's hard to argue against that. It's consistent. It's a real issue. It you know, they were able to survive, especially early in the season. They were able to like hold on in some of those games and put themselves in position to win the division at 7-3. But it was all year long. You know, the scripted stuff was pretty good in a lot of games. First halves were like a functioning modern NFL offense. Second halves were atrocious.
Oh, they were. And like I said, we went through the schedule earlier. They scored 20 or more points 6 times throughout a 17-game schedule. I mean, it's not anywhere close to good enough. So I think the question that you've brought up a lot when it comes to the offensive coordinator is a valid one, and one that the Titans and Vrabel specifically need to ask. Do you feel like Todd Downing is your best option? Regardless of everything else, regardless of the way the fans feel about him, or, you know, the numbers being what they are, all that stuff. I mean, you can make arguments on that all day long. But if you're Mike Vrabel, really it's – we think it's his decision that matters. Maybe it's Amy Adams Strunk's decision that matters on this as well. But do you feel like he gives your offense the best chance to be successful next year? If you do, then maybe Todd Downing's back next year. If you don't, I think you need to go find whatever that best option is, whether that's Tim Kelly or whether that's somewhere else outside of the organization.
Bill O'Brien?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, some of the argument back to that from a coach would be, yeah, but trust and consistency and stability also matter. But see, that's a much easier case to make when you didn't just lose 7 straight games.
I don't buy much of the stability when you fired the general manager and lost 7 games in a row. There's not going to be stability. You're about to go hire a new general manager.
Right. Again, unless it's just like it was all the personnel people. Right. That's all them. These coaches are fantastic, and let's put it all on the personnel people. Which, I mean, to me, that's not the right way to look at this. I think it's more on personnel. But, yeah, you can get better at offensive coordinator. Keith from Bowling Green says, Arthur Smith didn't do much with Marcus the year Tannehill took over. That's true. And there's another great example of what's more important, coaching or playing? Because they had Taylor Lewan missing 4 games, and the offensive line was an absolute mess, and then it became really good. Arthur Smith gets some credit for that. That was when it was Keith Carter should be fired. Fire Keith Carter.
Jared from Spring Hill on the text line says, you're going to upset Delicate Joe. Fire everybody, that works, yada, yada. Rexrode needs to have his own opinion instead of playing contrarian. Still don't know what Rexrode thinks about anything. This is from Jared from Spring Hill on the text line.
This sounds like another Jared.
It does. I'm just throwing it out there.
Delicate. Okay, I got to find this text so I can read it myself. Delicate sense of Delicate Joe.
Yeah.
My goodness. All right. I don't have an opinion on your text, Jared. It might be a good text. It might be a bad one. I don't know.
You'll just have to take a guess.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I just like, you know, ice cream and puppies.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it's.
I stink, sort of.
Maybe so. We'll see. Milky pools, really Joe's thing down in Jacksonville.
Like making them milky.
I'm really interested to see what Vrabel has to say today. Look, it's an end-of-season press conference, and last year it was, you know, what was the takeaway quote from Vrabel? Being great around Ryan Tannehill, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said, and Titans basically did the opposite of that this year offensively. And not only were they not great around Ryan Tannehill, other than Derrick Henry, they were basically atrocious around Ryan Tannehill this year offensively. And so, you know, I'm interested now that it's done. Like, it's one thing in the season, and, you know, Vrabel talked about, you know, a crappy streak that they were on and they couldn't get out of the other night, and he used a different word when it came to that. But now that it's done, now that the season's behind you and that, you know, you're trying to pick up the pieces here if you're Vrabel. I am interested to see his thoughts on everything that happened and the path forward today for the Titans. Like, you know, is there any more clarity from his standpoint on what his role is going to look like moving forward? I doubt we get any of that today just because there's no general manager that's been hired to this point. But I think this is going to be a very fascinating press conference with Mike Vrabel later today.
Yeah, and will there be news, you know, prior to the presser on anything?
It's a good question.
Or after the presser?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing too, you know. Like, obviously, these teams that fire their head coaches, that doesn't matter. But when you talk about the assistant situation, you know, it's like I'm sure some coach would be like, hey, let me do my presser. We'll talk about everything. And then, you know, news dump email at 5 p.m. But at the same time, then you have to sit there and answer questions about something. If it's done, then let it be done and just move on and address it. That's what should happen. That's how teams should do it.
Got a texter that says, I think the Titans need an experienced offensive coordinator that can completely run the offense based on comments made by Vrabel that he's in the meetings and here's the message and the plan, and he's okay with the call, or he okays the calls in the game. To me, he says that Vrabel puts the blame on the players, or he's not the best judge of offensive scheme and game planning. This is from an unnamed texter on the text line.
I do think that Vrabel puts too much blame on the players. Has at times this year when asked about the offense, it's like penalties and this and that, players, and he doesn't put enough on the coaches. So, sorry, Jared. There's an opinion I just gave. My delicate sensibilities. Dustin from Hopkinsville said, you can say players more important than coach, but Arthur was lights out with one extra piece in A.J. Brown.
That's not one extra piece.
No. He had Jonnu Smith. He had Corey Davis. He had
an offensive line that could block.
The best top five offensive line absolutely in the NFL before Lawan's ACL in 2020. They were great that year. So that's just not true.
615-737-1025. We'll take more of your thoughts on the Titans. Got a lot more of your thoughts to get to on our text line, 615-737-1025. More coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. We are live from our 1025 The Game studio, sponsored by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning. Taking your thoughts on the Titans at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. James on the text line says, seems like Road is being rather delicate about that delicate comment. Speaking of delicate, how about that O-line on Saturday? Wow. Has a team ever drafted only offensive line? First time for everything, I guess. This is from James on the text line, who refers to you as Road, which we may have to start doing here on this program.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Hashtag Delicate Joe is what I would prefer.
Well, Road.
Road. I had some people who call me Road back in the day. Gene, it's 8:30 a.m. in North Carolina. I just woke up. Is Downey still with us, or should I pull the covers up? Back to bed, Gene.
LD from McMinnville says, if the Titans bring back Todd Downing, Titans Twitter may morph into Vols Twitter, and I'm here for it. It's from LD. There is some crossover, but it may go full Vols Twitter.
No, there's been more crossover lately with the whole Joshua Dobbs thing. By the way, another fantastic take that I saw the other night, that the Titans did the Dobbs thing because things are going so poorly, they're trying to get some Vols fans on their side.
I saw that too. Yeah,
that's a lot like the Derek Mason tried to save his job with Sarah Fuller. Like that's that level of stupidity.
Yeah. Guys, I know we can still make the playoffs, but the fans are mad. We got to go get Dobbs. Let's go get Dobbs.
Maybe if some Vols fans like us more, then maybe they won't notice we're losing all these games, because that's not what matters.
Just unbelievable. Look, on the Dobbs front, it is going to be interesting to see. I mean, he talked about it after the game, said obviously he'd love to be back here with the Titans. There's a whole lot of decisions that have to be made, in my opinion, before you get to the Josh Dobbs front. But I will say, like, I do think he did well for himself from the standpoint of, like, if you need a backup quarterback, I mean, you could do worse than Joshua Dobbs, I think, based on what we saw the last couple of times out. Now, as TD pointed out on Friday, you know, there's roster considerations you have to think about. How do they feel about Malik Willis? And I've said this before, it is going to be a new general manager coming in, and I know they just spent a third-round pick on him, but you know, maybe they just say, yeah, that's not my pick. Sorry, he's gone. I don't know what they're gonna do on that front, how they're going to view Malik Willis and what Malik Willis is going to look like come training camp next year after an offseason of hopefully some improvement there. But I do think Joshua Dobbs did well for himself in terms of landing a backup quarterback job somewhere, even if it's not with the Titans.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It just, it comes down to, I mean, I guess if it's a situation of, three quarterbacks in camp and, you're looking at maybe some kind of Dobbs Willis competing to be QB2. Is that possible?
Could be.
I certainly would put Dobbs in over Logan Woodside.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny. Last week, those three guys were in practice, and I was watching them drill. And, the one thing that you really notice when you're just having passing drills is, like, there's a big difference in live arm strength of Willis and the other two.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. But that's not the most important thing. So, that's just going to be fascinating. It's just Malik Willis on his own. How do they view him?
It's a great question. Fingus on the text line. Shout out to Fingus. Was that the last game we'll see Randy Bullock? By the way.
I mean, there's just so many questions.
By the way.
He was good.
Hit a 50-yarder. Chalk a called shot up for me.
Oh, nice job. Nice job.
50-yarder and for Randy Bullock.
And like he had distance to spare. He was fine on that one.
He was good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that you and I would agree that at some point, I'm glad he hit the 50-yarder. It'd be nice to have a little bit more range with your kicker moving forward, and I think the Titans should take a look at that. The list of things the Titans, that's what we've kind of discovered as the season has gone on and as we're kind of recapping it today. The list of things the Titans need to take a look at this offseason is pretty darn long. Pretty darn long
it is.
For the Titans.
But, if you'd like to get one of those 2024 quarterbacks, maybe you don't address all these things this offseason.
Maybe so. Tricky Ricky from Bellevue on the text line says, hire a GM with an offensive mind to even out Vrabel's defensive stubborn mind. Fire Downing. And by the way, we got an epidemic on the text line we need to fix. And I understand that maybe some of it's voice to text, but it is
Downing.
Downing, not Downey.
Oh, there's Downing and there's drowning too.
It's like there's a lot of like Robert Downey Jr. spellings on the text line.
Yeah.
We got to fix it. Anyway. Fire Downing and have him get the entire strength and condition team a ride, trade up to get a quarterback and put Tannehill finally where he's always needed to be as a backup, and then start naming Dobbs as your practice squad QB. 2023 road has to be put down his purse and tell us what he really thinks. So another somebody referring to you as Road on the text line.
Wait, what? Oh,
Rhodes.
2023 Rhodes has to put down his purse and tell us what he really –
why are so many people after you?
Man, people are all over. So basically, what I'm getting from people is I have to sit here and say, you must fire Todd Downing right now. Is that it?
I think that's what people are looking for.
All right. Okay. I mean, I guess I'm just going to be.
We got to do a little bit better on text, peeps. That was a difficult one to read.
Yeah, there was a lot to unpack in that one. You know, the whole thing, but with the Vrabel. Defensive mindset. Again, like he was the head coach. Like I keep going back to 2 years ago, but doesn't it kind of wipe away some of these arguments? Like they are nothing but a running team. He's just a defensive coach. He's never had an offense. He's had great offensive football here.
Yeah.
When he was a head coach. And earlier texter too about like Vrabel being in the meetings. I mean, I don't know. I understand what you're saying. You want to if you could have a really established OC who's had a lot of success in this league to be the OC. The problem is usually those guys become head coaches pretty quickly, but then, that would be good. But why would Vrabel just divorce himself from talking to the offensive people anymore? I mean, I think he's the head coach. He's still going to be involved, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think you want your head coach to be involved in the meetings.
I think what happened was, this happened, remember 2 years ago, same year, 2 years ago when the offense was incredible, the defense was terrible.
Yep.
It was like Vrabel was like talking about going into more like position meeting rooms and on the defensive side. I mean, he's the head coach.
Right.
That's my opinion. He's the head coach.
Yes, thank you. And regardless of who the offensive coordinator is, like, Vrabel's going to be involved in the offense when he's the head coach, right? I mean, he's, regardless of who they hire, he's still going to have say over the call at the end of the day. Like, if he wants to run something else, he can still run something else at the end of the day. I mean, he's the head football coach.
Like when Downing called, hey, let's try that throw across the field from the rookie to the new guy.
Yeah.
Vrabel, I presume, was like, well, let's do it. Sounds good.
Give
it worked
a shot.
Great in practice against air. I'm sure nothing could go wrong.
Just give it a shot. Why not? Yeah. I mean, look, I can already tell you, and I don't know what percentage of Titans fans it'll be, but I would venture to say a pretty good percentage of Titans fans. If Todd Downing is retained as the offensive coordinator, I mean, they're going to be irate. I mean, that's we've been talking about Todd Downing basically all season. I mean, we talked about Todd Downing in the offseason last year after the Cincinnati game about his role as offensive coordinator and whether or not he was the right guy for the job moving forward. And now you've got another season's worth of evidence where the points per game is bad, the offense is really bad, and again, there's 1,000 different reasons that you could point to as to why that's the case. I do think Todd Downing is one of those reasons, but if they retain him, it's not going to be pretty with the Titans fan base. I mean, they are very vocal with Todd Downing and their displeasure.
We got to stop this road crap. I mean, it's like, come on.
We got another one?
This is why people like Jared Moore. Road is too professional to say what he really thinks about Todd Downing.
Too professional?
I really don't like the road thing. Yeah. I mean, I guess he's calling me
too professional. I kind of like road.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Here's, in all seriousness, I don't think Todd Downing should call plays for the Titans next season. I mean, I don't think he should be their play caller. Should they fire him? I think, now, would he stay? I don't know. Could you make a case for Todd Downing to be on the, I mean, yeah, I don't think you have to fire him and send him away. I don't think he should be the play caller for the Titans next season. I think, and people are asking about when it happens and what are they going to say. I mean, Vrabel's going to be asked about today whether something happens or not. It's going to be one of the dominant topics of discussion because it's the – look, that whole side of the ball is a disaster. The other side of the ball is in pretty good shape if they can stay healthy. And even when they weren't healthy this year, they were still pretty good. The offense was awful.
Yeah, I mean, the offense is a total dumpster fire, and that's with it presently constructed offensively with Derrick Henry a part of the fold, with Ryan Tannehill under contract for next year right now. I mean, there's a lot to figure out on that front too. I mean, look, we'll have all offseason to discuss the quarterback part of this. I did wonder, as he was walking off the field the other night, was that the last time we'll see Derrick Henry in a Titans jersey? I would lean no. I think he'll be back next year. I think that obviously he proved this year, number one, he could stay healthy. He was healthy from the foot. He stayed healthy all year long, and he ended up with over 1,500 yards. So while it's not the 2,000-yard season that he had a couple of years ago, still pretty darn good at 1,500 yards. What's it going to look like next year? I don't know. If I had to guess right now, though, I bet he's back in a Titans jersey. Just my guess.
Yeah, I would think so. But, yeah, again, I guess if you're going to fank it, you know, you could make the case and just try to, like, move more good players away, try to get assets for futures, but you're not going to get a ton. And he's got a year left, and I think he'll be there. Though Tannehill is the bigger question,
yep,
right, of whether he's going to be here on that deal next year or not.
615-737-1025. We'll have Corey Curtis from News 2 coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans and the Jags. 7 straight losses by the Titans to close out the regular season and missing the playoffs as well. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 7:45. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant. Now on Robbie and Rex Road.
You broke Barry Sanders' record. What does that mean to you?
Grateful to be able to play this game for my great-grandfather, and I'm glad that he's looking down on me. I know I'm making him proud.
You said this ball's for him?
Yeah, this is for him. Another thing, stop playing us, man. We the Detroit Lions. We the Detroit Lions. Stop playing with us. I don't even watch TV, but I heard everybody already picked the Packers over us. Stop playing with us. That's all I gotta say, man. Don't let these tears fool you. It's all dog around this mug. I'm good.
Former.
Maybe the wildest swing of emotion I've ever seen in the history of post-game interviews last night from Jamal Williams, crying over the death of his great-grandfather and then swinging into how much of a dog he is, I will say. Man, I love me some Jamal Williams. He's awesome.
That was pretty sweet.
I was watching that post-game interview last night. I looked at Ryan. I'm like, I'm using this audio for the Rex Rant. I'm using this for the Rex Rant. What an incredible interview. He just went full game mode after that.
That was something else. Yeah, and I was thinking, it's funny because I was thinking about, there's just so many different things you could do today. For example, again, Quay Walker pushing a trainer. Pushing a trainer.
Idiot.
What did the trainer do? Was the trainer talking trash? Hey, I'm about to fix this ankle. Get out of my face. What? He pushed a trainer. What kind of a moron does that?
Kicked out of a winning end game for pushing a trainer. Moron.
I've just never seen it. Of all weeks for that to happen. But there's that. There's the Houston Texans. Obviously, it's hard to root for the Cleveland Browns considering their choice of quarterback. By the way, Deshaun Watson's looking really good.
Yeah, looking great.
But the Houston Texans, what an absolute bleep show of an organization. David Culley, 1 year, see ya. Lovie Smith, 1 year, see ya. And it is so amazing that Lovie Smith got the two-point conversion before firing to drop them number two. It's really amazing. But they are... of organizations that you see, sometimes like the Commanders, you know, with Major Tutty. Like, I like Ron Rivera, you know, and I like Major Tutty too. So even though their owner is Daniel Snyder, you know, there's like sometimes good people get hired within organizations.
Sure.
Like, for example, Lovie Smith. You can't not like Lovie Smith. Well, he's gone now. So the Houston Texans, I think, are the worst organization in sports. But my rant. Well, or I guess my third. It's a smorgasbord for Delicate Joe today. So last night, speaking of being delicate, this kind of set me off. Leaving BNA Nashville Airport last night, and you got credit card only or the cash and credit card lines. Sometimes I choose that because sometimes there's a human there, and I just like paying a human, you know?
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was still an automated. This is for parking at the airport, so... This is for automated parking. So, or it's automated pay. Yep. So you put your card in, and it said, okay, you know, push a receipt. The receipt doesn't come out. I'm like, oh, come on, you know, I need the receipt. So I'm pushing the button. I'm pushing out like all these different buttons, and it's still flashing like you know receipt printing. Nothing prints.
Yep.
So I noticed that in a few feet ahead, there actually is a person in the booth. Which is awesome. So I pull up, and he's just kind of, I don't know, looking at his phone or something. But, I pull up, and I'm like, hey, you know, they didn't print a receipt. Did not say a word to me. Did not say a word. Did not look at me. Had a glum look on his face and just handed me a piece of paper. Like, what? It's not my receipt. Let me pull this piece of paper out.
You have it?
I cannot wait to see what this is.
What does it say? Do not talk to me.
it's an email address. This is what he handed out. Without any sort of hi, you know, here you go.
Just take it.
He just handed me this piece of paper. It says Melissa, and by the way, MILISSA.Boyd, BOYD at flynashville.com. This is what he handed me. I'm like, what's this? Thanks. What the hell is this?
You have to email that.
Use
your words.
Crazy. You can't. Well, right. Use your words. Like, have you're in a job where like you deal with people, presumably, or I guess you sit in there and look at your phone. But also, you can't print out a receipt. Like, I just paid. Like, there's nothing that connects what you have to that thing where you could print a receipt. I mean, you can go to any crappy gas station in the world and it just happened to me yesterday in Jacksonville. Going to the airport. You can go in and get your receipt printed out.
Oh, yeah.
But at BNA, you just get unspoken, here's an email address. Good luck to you. It's like a freaking safe room or something. This is like a damn scavenger hunt to get a receipt.
It was
are they doing over there?
It's pre-cut. It means he's got all of them cut up in there. Just hands out receipts or hands out email addresses all day long.
I mean, look at this piece of paper. It's just like this little thin strip.
It's been cut out, yeah.
And this is like when you kidnap someone, you put little letters on there. Wait, I need $1 million at ransom. Little letters on a freaking, I mean, what? God.
Why can't I just picture you in your car just trying to talk to him and him just staring at you and just handing it?
It's been a heck of a football season for you traveling. You know that?
Ubers or Lyfts?
Ubers.
Well, I want to say.
Robberies?
I want to let you, yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, it's been fun. But I do want to say. That delicate road, even though I was really pissed in that moment, I just said, okay, thanks.
Appreciate your assistance.
I didn't yell at the person because I can't stand people. I yelled at the person at the pizza place a few weeks ago. Not cool because he accused me of stealing. But I'm just saying, did not yell at the person. I said, okay, thanks. And I just drove away.
You probably wouldn't have got a response if he yelled at him anyway.
Well, he didn't care. He had already gone back to looking at his phone and closed the window.
Yeah. But, at least you got the email address.
Basically the job is sit in there and just hand out a piece of sorry.
Here you go.
Like, you're incapable. Again, how could you not be able to print a receipt out in that moment?
I have no idea.
Or like, just say words.
There was nobody behind me, by the way. This is Sunday night. There's no line. Like, there were no other cars. Like, if you're there working – and it's not like you're pressed for time. You can't print a receipt out when someone just paid you money and a ridiculous amount of money to park in these structures.
I think it's more impressive that he had pre-cut email addresses that he's just ready to hand out, which suggests to me that this is an all-day thing. Like, this is not just a Rex Road thing. It's like, oh, I got a whole drawer full of printed out emails right here that I can just hand to people.
Yeah, so here's the job. Sit in there. Get on your phone, get on the Snapchat, get on the TikTok, whatever.
Yeah.
And just hand out these little strips of paper all day.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. So, anyway, I will be sending an email today to melissa.boyd at flynational.com. Trust me on that.
We wish you good luck in your endeavors to find the receipt. Byron on the text line says, Delicate Joe, with a couple exclamation points. And Maddie on the text line says, or... is this road rage? ROD road rage.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Maybe hey, on road.
Something there. Maybe on something there from Maddie. That is unbelievable to me. You would think in 2023, yeah. Don't worry, sir. I can print that receipt up for you right now. It'll take me 5 seconds. Here you go. But instead, we just have an email slip that we'll send you where you can go figure it out.
If any of you have any thoughts on this, you can also email melissa.boyd at flynashville.com. Here you go. It's a strip of paper. Here you go.
I would have paid a pretty good amount of money just to watch your face as this is all transpiring.
Again, you can't yell at the person, right, who he didn't set this situation up. And so that's why it's like, okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Also, just in case you're wondering back there, maybe go put some paper in your machine. Your receipt's not printing over there. Thanks.
Yeah. But hey,
that's maybe probably all it needs.
Maybe just it's more fun.
I almost guaranteed
change
it's all
the
it
paper.
Needs. Just go change paper. Out.
Right.
Get some receipts.
And apparently, it's the only machine in the world that could print it out.
We'll have to have an update on this situation tomorrow as you let us know whether or not you found your receipt from Melissa at Fly Nashville.
Oh, I will.
Looking forward to it. This has been the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 7:45. Coming up next, we'll get back into the Titans and the Jaguars. Corey Curtis from News 2 will join us, and I'm sure he will be very friendly to me to begin this next segment here as well. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.